So please remember this December to fully charge your phone and text me Merry Christmas. Let me know you care. Just a word or two of text from you will remind me you're still there. You don't have to add much to it.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Yeah, text me Merry Christmas. Don't call, don't write. A quick text should suffice. And actually,
I'm okay with that.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, now you don't text with your mom. You live here close, so you see your mom.
Yeah.
And other than visits, when I'll go there or he'll come here, I cannot tell you the last time I actually spoke with my father by phone.
Really?
I cannot tell you the last time my father and I spoke by phone. And I'll tell you right now, we communicate at least 3 times a week. We got to the point where we're just kind of like calling on holidays.
Really?
Yeah. Texting is better than calling. Now that doesn't, you know, does it make us understand why anybody can't handle a phone call anymore, but I mean, my father has a random thought, he'll throw it up and I'll say something and then that's it.
Well, text is great because you don't have to answer right then. I mean,
breaking ground here with texting. Hang on.
When you talk about text being greater than, better than a phone call,
right?
Because when you have a thought, you just said your dad has a thought, he throws it out there on text.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're with your little best friends, if you're in the middle of a work thing, if you're driving, it doesn't matter. You can get it when you get it. And still get that thought, and he doesn't forget it, or you don't forget it if you're sending him something, or, I mean, it's right there. So I love it. No, that all made sense.
To somebody.
Because when you throw it out there, you've said what you want to say, and there it is, and they can answer when they want, so right. You're not
unless
disturbing
you have,
something.
Unless you both have the same Google Messages app, which is a lot like your iMessage, so I can see when he's writing, he can see when I'm writing, and I can see when he's received it, and he can see when I've received it. And so there, yeah, the lag always gets the second text from him.
The lag.
Like, if I don't respond right away, it's like there's a second text.
Hey,
oh. Yeah. Like, oh, hey. You okay? Like, I didn't text him soon enough after the storms went through Tennessee for him to allay his concern.
That's different.
That I live in all of Tennessee. That if something happens in Memphis, you okay?
Well.
You all right over there? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Thanks. It's Knoxville. That's Memphis. Barely Tennessee. We call it BT. Yeah. Barely Tennessee. But
that's different. A concern text is different.
But on the holidays, will he and I pick up the phone and call each other? Do we call each other for Thanksgiving?
From what you're saying, no.
No.
You just texted.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, to you too. Yeah. All right, bye.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Text me Merry Christmas. It's on the way. I'm getting one on Christmas, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that cat people might be a real thing? And it used to be cat ladies. Now,
yeah.
I remember delivering newspapers for the Northern Virginia Sun growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated collecting, especially at one house, because every time I collected, it was an ordeal. And it was the lady who had all the cats in the neighborhood. Mm. All right? I mean, she made you come in, and it stunk, and then she would tell you about her cats. And
well, how could she make you come in? I mean, she just wouldn't pay you until you came in?
Come on in and get your money. $4.60. Hopefully, we're going to give you a $5 and didn't ask for change. You know, back in the tips were 40 cents on a $4.60 bill. Yeah, huh? Hey. We stacked it high, baby.
Yeah.
Stacked it high.
Rolling in the bills.
Rolling in the coins. Rolling in the 40 censors. And so, yeah, it was just an experience. It was an experience. And you were always told, don't go anywhere near the cat lady. Because she's schizophrenic.
But she was your customer.
She was my customer. What was I going to stop delivering the paper? She complained.
She needed the paper with all those cats.
That's right. Paper was never read. Paper was lined. Yeah. New medical breakthrough suggests that owning a cat could double the risk of developing schizophrenia.
Really?
Yeah. They reached that conclusion based on a study over 11 countries, 44 years. Wow.
It's a long study.
Our findings support an association between cat exposure and an increased risk of broadly defined schizophrenic-related disorders. That individuals, and they don't just say ladies, individuals exposed to cats had approximately twice the odds of developing it based on their fecal matter. See, the fecal matter of the cat, it just hangs around. It's in the house.
Because it's in a box. You collect it.
Well, yeah, right. It doesn't.
I mean, people don't think of it as collecting it, but you're collecting
it. Well, you've got a place for it. The cats don't go outside the way the dogs do. And symptoms of schizophrenia can include delusions or false beliefs not based on reality, hallucinations, seeing, hearing, or smelling or feeling things that aren't real, disorganized speech and behavior.
I don't have a cat. Quit looking at me.
Lack of emotion.
I'm very emotional.
Paranoia. Inflated self-worth. You make a lot of hums and haws.
Yeah, because it seems like the characteristics of a cat, if you will.
Huh?
You think they're turning their people into a cat?
Cats have inflated self-worth?
Yeah. Okay. They walk around thinking
that
they're better than
everybody. He said these are the characteristics of a cat, is what he
said. Mm-hmm.
You think cats are hallucinating?
Oh, I mean, they can. But
you think cats have disorganized speech and behavior?
No, I'm saying that you're starting to get into that realm of cat characteristics when they...
Paranoia?
They have their head up and act like they're better than everybody. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay. We call that a reach. Go back to the ums and ahs. So, yeah, it's the fecal matter. There's a parasite in there that if you're more exposed to it, you may be prone to this kind. Over 44-year study, it's pretty good.
And if you're a cat person, you have several cats generally. That's why we think of them as a cat person.
And if you're a cat person, make sure you pay the paperboy buy on the online component, okay? Did you see Nudify apps? You're probably on top of this one. Come on, Toots, tell me more about it. Nudify apps that are used to AI undress, and it says women here, because I would assume more men, you know, pervs, are using artificial intelligence to virtually undress women in photos, are oddly, oddly soaring in popularity.
Why is that oddly?
That's called sarcasm.
Okay.
I say, it's odd that these are soaring in popularity because I'm being sarcastic. Okay. I'll put the sark mark on it. Remember that?
Sark mark. Yeah.
Remember that little thing, the circle with the dot in the middle? The sark mark. That took off. That's being sarcastic again, by the way. Because it didn't take off.
Yeah, I got it.
You and Toots this morning, I tell you.
Toots. I love that Toots.
What are you doing there? Just tooting. Apps and websites that use AI to undress women in photos are soaring. In September alone, 24 million people visited undressing websites. There's undressing websites. Undressing websites. Many of these undressing or nudify sites use popular social networks for marketing. Shocking. Again, sarcasm. That's actually all I want to hear out of you today.
Oh, really?
Just a little toots. Just a little toots here and there. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, he's just tooting. He's like a little bugle over there. The services use artificial intelligence to recreate an image that would assume what you look like under all those clothes.
Oh, you should never assume that.
These apps... Because people can...
People dress to hide what they want to hide.
Right. That's why I've got a Facebook post up about whose image looks so different than the reality. Like, what celebrity do you think looks, and I put in quotation looks, not acts, not is, looks. Because I think we talked about that recently when I thought The Rock may not be all he's cracked up to be. This is actually now just based on looks. And I'm calling dibs on Adele on this one. If you look at Adele before and after... I think there's more before still there than you see in all the afters. But we'll get into that. Because you do look better on the outside when you've got some draping. When you've got some clothes.
Draping.
What else do you call it?
I love it, though. The draping.
Well, when you sit for a senior picture, what are you wearing around your chest?
Draping.
Right.
Well, the girls are.
These apps are part of a worrying trend of non-consensual. Oh, that's funny. They use the word consensual. Consensual? Consent. They use this. Okay, never mind. Non-consensual pornography being developed and distributed with the help of artificial intelligence, a.k.a. deepfakes. Deepfakes can put the face on anybody doing anything. Getting the words in the mouths of people who aren't saying those actual words.
Which is very terrifying if you think about it. They can have you out there doing or saying anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, that's not me. Well, yeah, it is.
You know, it's pervasive on Reddit, even though the Reddit spokespeople say that the site prohibits any non-consensual sharing of fake sexually explicit material and have banned several domains as a result of the research. X, formerly known as Twitter,
of course,
didn't respond to a request for comment, where, of course, if you get a picture, any picture of anybody, and I do mean anybody, you can take the clothes right off that body with nudifying websites. I mean, if you thought we were at the bottom of the barrel, don't worry.
Not yet.
It's going to be a long time. Right, Toots? Taylor Swift, who was not the good look charm, nor was... go ahead, say it. Your favorite player in the NFL, just because you can say his name like...
Mahomes!
Couldn't pull it off for the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday against them Buffalo Bills with a coach who thinks it's great to say that teamwork, like they had on 9/11 to take down the towers, was what we need as a Buffalo... Yeah, huh?
He deserved to lose just for that comment.
Well, his team rallied behind him, standing up for him, saying, we believe in him. We know he didn't mean anything by it. Blah, blah, blah.
Bless.
You and I say that. We don't show up tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Not because we don't come to work.
Because they bar the doors.
They bar the doors.
Tell us, just stay home.
That's right. They drive from Birmingham just to stand in front of the doors and say, yeah. No, you go home now. You'll be here too long.
Yeah.
Speaking of Patty Mahomes, you're saying that he commented on a tweet on socials, you know, X, formerly known as Twitter, about Shohei Ohtani signing the richest contract. And they said in North America... is there a European contract worth more than 10 years, $700 million? Yes. Today when you decide, do I get the McDouble because it's got one slice of cheese on it and I can pay 30 cents less? Or do I get the double cheeseburger because I'm throwing all caution to the wind today? Think about Shohei Ohtani, who the average contract, if you just take it over 10 years, is $70 million. But I think he's got a deferred contract, which means that they will pay him for a long time past the contract.
Now, does he decide that or do they decide that?
Well, I mean, nobody signs anything until it's an agreement. That's why it's called an agreement.
Yeah.
They agree upon the terms of the agreement.
But who says, let's do this as a deferred contract?
If he was smart, Shohei Ohtani.
Okay.
One of the greatest baseball. He's a pitcher and he's a home run hitter.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen?
Wow.
You don't get they don't combine often.
Not generally.
They don't combine often. You get a pitcher, he barely hits, or he plays in a league where he doesn't have to hit, and they got a designated hitter. No, this guy hits. This guy plays. So he hits, and he's worth $700 million. There's something we were just talking about off the air called Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yeah.
Bobby Bonilla was a Mets player back in the day, back in the 80s and 90s, and as a part of his buyout in 2000, the team agreed to pay him $1.2 million every year until 2035. So
nice.
And he'll be 72 years old when he collects his last paycheck from not playing baseball in 23 years. Okay?
That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the details other than it's a deferred contract, which means it makes it easier for the team to sign other players. So not all that money is due every year because they have salary caps and stuff like that and all the other, whatever the case may be. $70 million average per year to play baseball. The value of the contract is almost worth $1 billion to play. Did I mention it?
Yeah.
Play baseball. Mm-hmm. To which, of course, your boy Mahomes tweeted out what now?
Wrong sport. And
he could have played baseball for this.
Because he thought he was going to play baseball.
Well, his father played baseball pros, and so it wasn't.
And several of his teammates were like, don't even think about it.
Yeah, well, after yesterday's game, they might want
to. So today's the day. It's breakup day. And there's another one in the spring, but this is the big one. You've talked about breakup day forever.
Well, it's not this day, though. See, purists, you know, relationship experts, you know. tend to think. You can learn a lot about your potential mate if you hang out with them at Halloween. Watch how they are at Halloween. And whatever, take them for what they are at Halloween.
At Halloween.
Listen to me. Because you'll learn a lot. As a matter of fact, you'll learn everything you need to know about the person and the personality by how they are at Halloween. And if that doesn't match how you want to live your life, because Halloween, over-the-top Halloween is over-the-top everything, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. I can kind of see that.
All right? You can judge a relationship from forevermore by how they are at Halloween. And so if you start dating a few weeks in, Halloween hits, you're like, huh, that ain't me. I ain't doing that. Or, oh my God, they're so into it. Can you imagine what Christmas is going to be like? If that's your thing, boom. If it's not your thing, that breakup happens before the Thanksgiving crap. All right?
I can kind of see that. Because,
so that's the true breakup day, is somewhere between Halloween and maybe a week before Thanksgiving.
But your over the top may be their, you know, sweet spot. So I get what you're saying.
What I'm saying is this is a personal decision.
I get it.
You see how they are at Halloween. If they're bah humbug, but you're all about Halloween, then you'll never work out. If you don't agree on Halloween at the beginning of the relationship, you will not work out. That is the greatest relationship judge of all time.
But for the Christmas and Valentine's thing, you've talked about before, you know, break up and that way you get all the gift things. And then after Valentine's Day, get back to,
conflating. No, what I've said, you've got it wrong.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you break up before Thanksgiving, you don't have to worry about the gifts at Christmas. You don't have to worry about going
that.
To the company Christmas party.
But I thought you said to get back together after Valentine's Day, after all the gift-giving season.
After Valentine's Day.
Okay, what did I say wrong then?
You said, I thought you meant that you were together during Christmas for all the gift-giving. And then...
No. Okay, I said you break up before, that way you get through all the gift-giving and everything, and then after Valentine's Day, I've missed you.
And that's what today's
So today's breakup is because that. Now, I don't think it's so much about, from the female perspective, I don't think it's so much about the gift giving and all that. If the female's breaking up today with the male, I think it's more about the, you know, hey, maybe somebody you used to date is coming to town. You know, you're going to be with the family.
Okay,
maybe
this is a woman who's living in a Hallmark movie.
Maybe you feel some kind of way about them meeting your family. Maybe you're like, okay, I like this guy, okay, but he's not the one, so I don't know if I really want him to meet my family. I don't know if I really want to go meet his family.
Does that trump having a date for all things Christmas, though?
Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Sometimes it does, because you're not all about him. He's a nice guy. You kind of have fun with him, but do you really want everybody to meet him? Because then, the minute everybody meets him, it's like, so, how's it going with so and so?
How long into the relationship do you need to be before you can break up today? Is it weeks, months? What are you looking at?
I think it can be anywhere along the way. It's like if you've been dating any amount of time, you know you're going into that holiday season where the parties really start this weekend.
This is if you have not been together for another holiday season previous to this.
So this is
months, not years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. This is the first holiday season.
But let's say you got together at the end of February or whatever. Mm-hmm. This year.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 6 months, 8 months into the relationship. If you break up now, that could be for good. There's no getting back in February.
That's okay. If you break up now, it could be forever,
and I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
But breakups tend to come on a Monday anyway, because you've had a bad weekend, or after a weekend of either going out and having a not-so-good date, or just not having a so-good weekend, or whatever. And then, so... breakups tend to happen on Mondays anyway. So this year, breakup day is today.
Well, it's wrong.
So it's the double whammy.
Mm-hmm. Should have broke up weeks ago, before Thanksgiving.
Well, but maybe you got through Thanksgiving and they've already had that little bit of a family. You're like, I ain't going through this again.
So if you get broken up today, you'll know that that's following Kim's advice to break up today. Because it's National Breakup Day.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, you shouldn't start dating anybody ever until like October 12th. And then a couple of weeks
so
in,
you have Halloween.
You're vibing into Pete, you're getting into it, and then you see them at Halloween, then you could go, nope, ain't doing it.
Too much or not enough.
Or oh my God, this is weird. Kindred spirits. Oh. You know, I worked for 2 weeks at Matchmaker International back in 1985.
That 2 weeks has made him the expert.
That's right. It's time for her versus him, Mark versus Kim. on Starwater 2.1 as we welcome our two contestants, one named Caitlin, one named Corey. Today, Caitlin and Corey are playing the list, and they're playing the list for...
a four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters on Thursday, January 18th at 7 o'clock at Thompson Bowling Arena at Food City Center. Limited tickets are still available.
All right. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Hello, Corey.
Good morning.
I've got a list. I'm going to hand it to Kim, Caitlin. She's going to try to describe that list to you over 75 seconds. As many out of 10 as possible, of course. I hope the word cough is on the list. If, in fact, Corey, she has to skip or they run out of time or Kim describes fingers as digits, then you'll have a chance to steal some points at the end of the round. Corey, any questions about how the game is played, Caitlin or Corey?
I got it.
No.
All right. Cool. Caitlin, are you okay, dear? Do you need a lozenge or anything?
I'm good.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Caitlin?
She has a frog joining us.
Yeah, well, don't say that. Caitlin, why don't you do me a favor? I hate to say this, but could you go back to the Bluetooth? I mean, really? Truly? It's horrible. It was like so good on Bluetooth, but we hate Bluetooth because it's hard to hear us. Let's see if you can get back to the Bluetooth. Can Corey go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah. She gets situated?
Yeah, if you don't mind, because that sounds, it's either her throat or that phone, and I think it's that phone.
All right, Corey.
How is this?
Oh, better.
Better. Here, Kim, take your list back.
Okay.
All right. Kim is reaching her digits to me now. She would like She'd like to take her digits and grasp this paper. Are you ready? Caitlin, are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
This is what you put on your lips to keep them from being scaly and red and hurting.
Chapstick.
Yes. This is the road that hit Knoxville. That turns from goes to South Knoxville, and it's Broadway turns into this. Do you know? Because I know you're not in this area. No, but it turns into this. Do you know? Into South Knoxville goes into the, you know, the Gatlinburg area. Or the you don't know. We'll skip that. Okay.
Are you talking about 411, 423, 21?
It's not a number. Well, I mean, that's not what we're looking for. Okay. This is cowboys wear these on their legs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, chaps.
Yes. This is a someone has won, and they're the one to be beaten because they are the number one of something. And so think about the words that we've been using.
Champion.
Okay, but yes, the shorter version of that, just the first part of the word.
Champ.
Yes. This is when you're writing on a board at the front of the room, it's not the whiteboards like they have now. This is in the way back, and it's the
chalkboard.
Okay, yes, but the first word, just the first word.
Chalk.
Yes.
Scoremaster Steve.
Caitlin got four, but there's one that Corey can steal.
Corey?
Chapman Highway.
There it is. Scoremaster Steve?
All right, that's four for Caitlin, one for Corey.
All right, read the list as you had it, Kim.
All right, Chapstick, Chapman Highway, Chaps, Chaz, which I skipped, Challenge, which I skipped, Champ, Chatter, Chalk, Chat GPT, and Chattanooga.
All right.
All right, Corey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is chicken or vegetable or beef soup, and so it's just called the what? The
soup.
Soup. If I just said soup, you can't repeat me, bro. So it is the word.
Stew. S-T-E-W.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I yelled at you for nothing. It's just the liquid from it. The liquid is called the what?
Broth.
Yes. Lobster or crab. It's a fancy name for soup. It's thick and it's rich and it's got, it's usually one. Lobster blank.
Fish.
Yes, yes. This is an old kind of breakfast meal. I think the Three Bears had this, and Goldilocks ate it, and it was...
Porridge.
Yes, speak up. This is clam blank. You already said this soup. What is it?
Chowder.
Yes, and this is what you've already said, too, but this is with the cows in it. So it's cow and that thing I yelled at you for earlier. Yes. This is... You put this on top of the chicken soup, and it's biscuits, but they call them this because they get all wet and moist.
Dumpling.
Yes. This is a cereal. Oh, yeah. Cereal we eat in the morning, and it's not grits. It's very similar to grits, but it's from... It's just a consistency of like grittiness, and I'm gonna pass. All right, blank of the day. Blank of the day is the
soup of the day.
But the French way to say Scoremaster Steve.
All right, Corey ended up with seven. Caitlin had four, but there's two she can steal. So
it's over.
Yep.
Yeah. It's over.
Good job.
Try to steal him anyway. Caitlin, what do you have? Did you have anyone to steal there, dear?
For which clue?
No. Goodbye, Caitlin. Corey, congratulations. Broth, bisque, porridge. I yelled at him. Forgive me. I thought he said soup. He said stew. Broth, bisque, porridge, chowder, beef stew, dumplings, cream of wheat I was trying to describe there. Soup du jour. Cornbread and soups on. Sounds like some hearty comfort food eating. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Corey, we'll see you over there at the Harlem Globetrotters. I know I could very possibly lose control over the next 3.5 to 5 minutes. If I say, Kim, what's your tree topper?
Which one?
See, here we go. And away she goes. There's a little poll about the tree topper. But the thing is, I would imagine there isn't a tree topper invented that is not somehow placed on one of the, how many now? How many Christmas trees in the house?
4.
Whoa, what are you down this year? What the heck?
Yeah.
6 last year.
Eli.
Hold on. Are there not 2 more trees ready to go up?
No.
What?
Eli chose not to put up his tree this year.
The prince. Excuse me?
Yeah.
What kind of nihilism is this? Are you, what now?
Well, he's old enough to choose if he wants to put up his tree or not.
Oh, he's old enough to determine this.
Well,
many other things he's not old enough because, you know, he's a teenager still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No. So now he's a man who's decided not to put up a Christmas tree?
He's a teen who has decided he doesn't want his tree in, at 18.
He's a man.
He can decide if he wants his tree in his bedroom or his den.
Huh.
And he has chosen not to put it up.
Why?
I don't know. You could ask him.
Well, why? Well, you live with him. Why don't you ask him?
Well, I just said, are you going to put up your tree this year? And he goes, I don't think I am.
And then you said, of course, why?
No, I said, okay. It's his.
Who believes that?
Well, come on, Toots, it's his, do you believe area.
That? No, I think you probably put it up yourself.
Yeah. Oh.
It's his area. Last year, he said he wasn't going to put it up. And then, like, about this time last year, he decided he was. So he put it up with just lights.
Why is he rejecting Christmas?
He's not rejecting Christmas. He's just decided not to put up his tree in his area.
Hmm. Maybe he figured mom had hers up all year. Maybe I'll just do the inverse. Maybe I'll write the world. The world's off kilter with a 365 day a year tree.
Hmm.
What do you top your tree with? Quickly. We're running desperately short.
Because
I had no idea that we were going to go with Eli doesn't put up a tree anymore.
Well, this year he's not. I have a bow in the family room. I have a hat in the...
A what now?
A hat. It's like a gesture hat. Gesture hat.
A what now?
A gesture hat in the family room.
What gesture are you making? The middle finger?
Like an elf hat, I guess. An elf hat in the entryway. I have...
I don't get that. That doesn't make the list of top tree toppers.
Well, I don't go along with the flow, I guess.
I guess we're not done here. We'll be back. I thought I had an 8. Now I have something different. I'll need to text your son.
Okay.
Because how do you not ask the question, why don't you want to put up a tree?
It's his area. He decides.
Oh, my God. Come on. Who believes that? Nobody. Do you believe it, Toots?
No.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
We ain't done here. We'll be back. Trent has texted into the program concerning Kim with her Christmas tree topper of a hat.
Hmm.
What do you expect from a woman that puts a tree into a scrub tub? Of course you'd expect a hat on the top of a Christmas tree. And what I was going to bring up so innocently, so unremarkably, was, you know, there's angels, there's bows, there's all sorts of things. A wrapped piece of bacon. Like a
wrapped piece of bacon?
Like you take the thing that you would normally put the star on and you wrap it with bacon.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
There's one part in Germany, sometimes they'll put a bratwurst or a knockwurst
really?
At the top of the tree. Oh, yeah. But then you said, well, my son's not putting up a tree this year. And I asked you if you asked him why, and you said no. So,
I didn't. Ask him.
You know what? I have his number right here. I'm going to ask him. That's why... See, there's the truth, the whole truth, and the Kim.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Right there, Toots.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. See what the kid has to say.
It's cracking me up.
He's tooting over there.
Hello?
Hey, question.
Yes?
You don't have a Christmas tree up?
Correct.
Why, may I ask? Do you not have a Christmas tree up? You've had a Christmas tree up your whole life in your suite of rooms?
Well... I don't use the room I usually put in. I don't sleep in, nor anybody's in there, so I just didn't feel like putting it up.
Where do you sleep?
In my den on my couch.
That's right, everybody. Just in case you've forgotten, he has a suite of rooms. So you sleep in the den.
Correct.
So then why don't you put up a Christmas tree there?
Because there's no room really in that.
It's a room
in the corner. Yes, but it blocks the television.
How big is the TV?
I mean, it's a good size, but it's
a good size.
How big?
How big's a TV?
A 50-inch.
50? Ah, that's nothing. So you just can't stick it in the corner or something?
Well, that's where the TV is.
But what about the front window? The window, you know, not the one on the side, but the front window that goes to the front of the house. Why can't you put it there?
He's got a corner suite, you know, overlooking Madison Avenue and Central Park West. So,
well, that's where TV is, or I would put it there.
No, your TV's in the corner.
Okay, it's his room.
That's the reason I said I don't care.
So, is this maybe some sort of protest because your mom keeps up a tree 365 days a year? You thought you'd balance the world out by not putting one up?
Correct.
Well, that's a good answer because it's the truth. And your mom is trying to tell us that she just turned on her heel and walked away when she asked you if you're putting up a tree, and you said no. She didn't ask why.
I don't remember, but yes, probably. She did.
She did ask.
What do you mean, yes, probably? I didn't ask.
She asks you everything. I mean, she's involved in every second of your life. Don't tell me she didn't ask you why you're not putting up a Christmas tree. Did she ask you or not?
I guess she did, but...
Okay. There seems to be some sort of weird thing going on here. I won't ask any further. I'm getting into an interpersonal dialogue here.
I think you're old enough. I think he doesn't want to put it up.
Speaking of that, do you like it when she refers to you as a man or a teen?
Either or. Matters the situation.
But you're 18, which means you're a man.
He's a teen.
He's an adult man.
Are you still going to call me a teen at 19, too?
Yes.
Ugh.
You're a teen. 19.
And she said it's because you're still going to be in high school at 19. That's why she can call you a teen.
It works.
Yeah. it may not work with the judicial system, though. If you mess up at 19, you mess up as an adult, a teen.
Then he's in jail.
Just so you know, when they catch you with all those drugs in your car. And can you please try to keep the cars on the road while driving, please, so that mom doesn't have to change the story 3 weeks later to say, well, he really did kind of drive off the road, quote, proper. So please, between the white lines, sir, if you don't mind.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think about when you hear mom's story versus the truth on the radio? What do you think?
Sometimes I'm okay with it. Sometimes I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to get video of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no shoulder.
The whole truth and the Kim. We all know it's a little different, don't we, Eli?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye. Drive safely. And if you're driving now, I'm highly disappointed. But that's okay. We won't ask now. Goodbye.
Love you.
Bye.
There. See? You did ask.
Did not.
So your son's a liar.
He's lying.
Oh, wow. Because you don't ever lie about anything.
Remember.
He drove off the road. You know, it's the only road in the world with no shoulder.
I'm going to get pictures. I'll go get pictures.
And when he drove off the road with no shoulder, then the car tipped so hard to the right that the airbags deployed. So, yes, that's why.
I'll get pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't leave the road.
Oh,
he left the line. Left the lane. So Olivia Rodrigo got caught stalking an ex. And
we've all been caught doing that?
Yeah.
We have? Stalking an ex? We've all been caught stalking an ex?
I don't know.
I think a lot of people have, because you can be looking at an ex or an ex's significant other.
How often do you do this?
I've done it.
You're stalking exes?
Well, maybe not stalking an ex, but, you know... Yeah, it's stalking. Anytime you go and look at another's profile and then go down their page and see what they're doing, or it could be somebody that you used to be friends with, but you're maybe not anymore, or somebody that you've seen or heard something about and you're like, oh, okay. Or if you're on a friend's page, let's say you're on a friend, somebody that you still interact with, and then you see somebody pop up and you're like, oh, and so you go over to their page.
What does the O mean?
Oh, I hadn't thought about them in a long time. I wonder what they're doing
now.
Because you're just not friends with them anymore, or something happened in the past.
You used to be in a relationship with them, is what you're saying.
It can be a friend or a relationship, yeah. And so you
checking out what friends are doing is one thing, but checking out what an ex is doing is a whole different thing, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Toots, tell me.
That's doing a little bit too much.
Yeah.
So you go over to their page, and then before you realize what you're doing sometimes, you like something.
But I think you're diluting. So, like, you can like if an old friend's thing. I think what Olivia Rodrigo...
Well, she's talking about is an ex. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Well, now you're diluting it to saying that it's weird or considered stalking if you just like something from a friend you haven't interacted with in a long time.
But you can get caught doing that because you're not friends...
But you're not doing anything bad, though. That's not being caught. Being caught is stalking an ex. That's when you're, quote, caught.
Yes, but in my opinion, it can be anybody. Because if you've not had any conversations with them, if you've not had any dealings with them, an ex, it's worse. But I think it can be anybody.
So if you've been out of touch with somebody for a while, for whatever reason...
Yeah.
And then you just click on a like, that...
Especially
that's wrong.
Especially if it's like from 3 years ago. Okay, like you're scrolling through and you're like, oh, look, they've got kids, or oh, look, they've done this.
Right?
And all of a sudden, before you realize that you've liked something or you've done, and then it's like, oh my gosh, that was from 3 years ago.
Then take it from me, who never likes or anything. Likes, loves, clicks, I just scroll. Just scroll.
And you've never made the mistake of liking or something? See, I have. Yeah. I have.
It's embarrassing.
No.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, if you don't like anything, then you don't accidentally like anything.
And especially somebody like I dated in high school or college, and it's like,
I
like something.
See, that you were diluting it before by saying, well, any friend or you have an internet.
But I think it can be a friend too.
So now here's the thing. The liking and scrolling world has only been around since you've been a big adult. So, I mean, who?
But it's somebody I dated years and years ago.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just checking them out.
Why?
What's going on?
Why?
Why not? I'm curious.
Why?
Because they've popped up on somebody else's page.
Right.
Because they're friends with them. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what they've been up to.
Well, can't
you
just unlike the like? There's no like you can't unlike, is there?
Yeah, but it's already there.
But they still may get the notification saying that you did it.
But doesn't the notification go away the second you unlike it?
What if they're on the page right then and there?
Oh, yeah. Then the world is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the cosmos are talking to you.
Mm-hmm. And so like Olivia says,
Olivia, the authority.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Isn't she the one that wants to call the mom to tell her how her son sucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Olivia. Isn't she the one who wants to, you know, she's her daddy's girl, so maybe she can, quote, fix him?
Yeah.
You know, that's slicing and dicing on the gonads is what it sounds like. Like you want to take him to a vet and get him fixed. This is Olivia Rodrigo. She's doing they assign roles in Hollywood and music and stuff like that. Okay, Olivia, you're the teen angsty girl right now.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one who's going to have all the songs about, you know, when a, you know, kiss his lip with an uppercut and all this other stuff. You're her now.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift was that girl for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's Olivia Rodrigo. Who's next? Somebody else will be next.
Some up-and-comer, I'm sure.
Yes.
Because that's who Olivia was for a while, and now she's firmly
in the role.
Where's
Sabrina Carpenter? What's she singing about? Is she all mad about somebody? Is she liking things she shouldn't like? Hey, Olivia, today when you go out to the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to tell a story, make sure it's teen angsty, because that's your... So you've liked something that you shouldn't have liked and you got caught. Oh, good story. Never happened to me, she says, but let's do that.
Oh, well, I'm just saying it can happen to the real people,
too.
Happens.
Why are you doing? Well, you're not. What are you unhappy in your marriage?
No.
Well, are you just checking to see if there's this, you know, little side action?
Not at all.
Back burner.
Not at all.
Did you know that they're calling it the holy slap in the marriage of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith?
Did not.
The holy slap. Sounds like something a cult leader would say, doesn't it? I mean, that's what they're saying. Jada Pinkett Smith no longer sees the infamous Will Smith Oscar slap as a bad thing.
So by they, you mean she and Will are calling it the holy slap?
Jada Pinkett Smith no longer sees the infamous Will Smith Oscar slap as a bad thing. Jada said that. Mm-hmm. In fact, she now calls it the holy slap because, quote, so many positive things came after it.
Holy slap, Will Smith.
Thanks, Batman. The most positive of all, it saved the marriage. She says, quote, that moment of the bleep hitting the fan is when you see where you really are.
I thought they knew where they really were.
That's
and it
the whole
was
point.
For the past 6 years, yeah. They weren't really
together.
Living a married life.
Right. She's entangled. You know? And I don't mean in a Disney movie called, in, you know, Tangled. After all those years trying to figure out if I would leave Will's side, it took that slap for me to see I would never leave him. Who knows where our relationship would be if that hadn't happened? Oh. What about the other 6 years before this when you weren't a couple? When you were, quote, separated,
but
right?
But still married.
Well, that's separated, yeah.
Yeah.
Divorce is no longer married.
Mm-hmm.
So if all this is true, then who's this new lady that Will Smith's been hanging out with? Have you seen this?
I haven't seen any pictures of him with anybody, but...
Mm-hmm. It's a new relationship that my internet won't allow me to see right now. She's bald, just like another certain female in Will's life. And he's been spotted with her twice now. Mystery woman, who looks very similar, strikingly, they say, to Jada Pinkett Smith. Yeah, wow. Huh. Well, he's got a thing. He's got a type. He's got a type. Maybe he is just so deep into the cult of Jada Pinkett Smith that he can't even cheat without Jada Pinkett Smith being around.
She may be some kind of counselor. Well, she doesn't look like a counselor, does she? Well, I mean, that doesn't mean
she looked
not-
like a counselor.
I don't know. I thought maybe he was seeing some kind of counselor or something to help him through.
Does she look
this-
like a counselor? What do the counselors look like?
Well, I don't know. She does look a lot like Jada.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, you got a type. Hey, question about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just a reminder, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, and it's all Mark and Kim Show. And if you're not following us along on Facebook, we go live on Facebook every once in a while. It's been a minute, but we'll be back live tomorrow. What time are we doing this thing tomorrow? Taste Test Tuesday, our own elf-inspired meals, which means you saw the Elf movie, one of the best movies of all time, and one of the best Christmas movies of all time, if not the best. At one point, he makes a spaghetti dinner with syrup and marshmallows and all sorts of craziness. We've done that here before, and it was interesting. I don't think either one of us... Did you or I eat it?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No, we made them do it. I mean, we asked them to do it, and they agreed.
Like you said, we made somebody do it. So there's a contest. It's one of the stupid ones. Hey, we'll pick the favorite elf-inspired meal, and you'll win $1 million or whatever. Blah, 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 blah. So tomorrow on this show, three people... Three elf-inspired meals. What technicality? Because there's really no rules.
We haven't had any.
Right.
That's the reason I asked last week. Do we have rules?
Hold on. I just don't want you to say something like, I thought you meant like any Christmas movie, and I've chosen to like bring hot wings from A Christmas Story or something.
No.
Okay. Because, you know, in the past, we've disqualified you from other things concerning food when you go outside the rules.
But we don't have rules.
No rules. Well, there is a rule. It must be elf-inspired.
Okay.
Which means a crazy concoction.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all it is. Right.
Yeah.
We don't have to buy it at any store. So you can't use ingredients that aren't available at certain stores. You weren't here for that.
No, that was before him.
Oh, yeah.
Bourbon in the fruitcake, which Food City didn't sell.
Right.
We had to get all
the ingredients had to be at Food City. Yeah. There's bourbon fruitcake, which I ate the hell out of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I was like,
It was actually decent.
It was delicious.
But then he goes, wait a minute.
DQ.
Food City doesn't have bourbon.
Oh, and she also got disqualified from another food challenge we did when she allowed somebody to frost her cake.
Just a corner of it.
it was enough to disqualify somebody else, and I didn't even catch it. Somebody else caught it, says, you know.
Yeah.
Someone's over there frosting her cake, and I said, you might want to tell her husband that. But, so, yeah, no cheating and no misrepresentations. So, if it's elf-inspired, I would assume that it's something inspired by just, I guess it can be anything.
Now, do you have to use the four ingredients?
No. There's nothing.
Okay.
It's elf-inspired, which means the craziest concoction that you can come up with.
All right.
Yeah. And do we want it to taste good, though? Is that the whole point of this? That we want it to taste good?
Did the spaghetti thing taste good?
Ask Will Meyer. He's still pooping it out from what I understand.
Yeah.
I thought the point was to make it nasty.
I don't think it's nasty. I mean,
don't bring in cat food.
Well, no.
Because we're all going to try each other's, right?
That's the
point.
We don't want to eat. Don't lace it with anything, Kim. So Olivia Rodrigo continued to date him after she found out he wasn't 6'2". She's like, nice try, dude, but let's still hang out. Like the first lie. Like when you've uncovered the first lie in the relationship, don't you just kind of say, okay. Like if he says he's 6'2 and he shows up at 5'9".
Okay, that's a big untruth, though. I mean,
if he says he's 6'2" and he shows up at fill in the blank, then you've experienced the first lie, and the relationship is over.
But if all of us stop dating somebody,
I'm asking you to fill in the blank.
Oh, okay. So not just the height.
If he says he's 6'2" and he shows up at blank height, how much of a discrepancy do you need for you to say, I'm not saying because you like tall people versus short people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, oh, well, that's the first lie. How much of a difference does it have to be when you say that?
Like 5'9 would be a big difference.
5'10? If he's flat 6 feet, and he says he's 6'2", do you look at that as the first lie, or do you look at that as a clerical error?
A clerical error.
He made a clerical error between 6 feet and 6'2"?
Because a lot of guys lie about their height. I don't know why.
But then when they show up and they're not 6'2".
But a lot of guys lie about their height. I mean, look at New Man over here, or Yes Man. He lies about his height. I think a lot of guys do.
You lied about your height for years.
Didn't know I was, but yes. Because I don't measure myself all the time.
You knew it down to the half inch?
At one time, yes.
5'8" and a half.
I didn't know I'd shrunk.
The only adult woman I know who ever used the half or a quarter or the 3/4 of an inch.
Didn't know I'd shrunk. If we all broke up with somebody because they lied about their height, we'd all be in trouble, males and females.
I'm talking about the first date. Mm-hmm. You show up, they dress out at 290 on the hoof, mm-hmm. all right?
Mm-hmm.
But they had 210 on the profile.
That's a lie.
All right?
Yeah, if you've said, I weigh about 210.
All right, 6'2", he shows up at 6 feet. Isn't that enough of a lie? Not enough of a lie? All right. Oh, I know why. Oh, I forgot.
What?
Kim has a favorite phrase.
What?
Say it, Kim.
What?
We're all the same size laying down.
Yes.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More.
We talked on Friday about how our kids are afraid to talk on the phone and afraid to confront someone or afraid to...
That was Friday?
...solve problems. I think it was on the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of things happened on Friday I don't know about.
Well, you brought it up with your middle child.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever it was.
About the heat and air unit.
Mm-hmm.
She was ready to spend $3,000.
Or more, but at least
$3,000 because her unit was messed up and she didn't want to ask if she was still under contract or what do you call it?
Warranty.
And we were talking about things that just anyone of that age. And your wife ended up calling, I believe you said, to find out if it was under warranty and ended up saving your daughter a lot of money. And we were talking about, you know, my son wouldn't go and ask certain things. And just all from a wide age group. I mean, from 18 to 30. And but I'm here to tell you that older people won't ask things either. Like the far end of things, like 80-something or 70-something. My mother-in-law.
Well, what is she, 70-something or 80-something?
My mother-in-law is 70-something.
Oh, your mother-in-law.
But my mother won't do this either. So we've got both ends of the spectrum here. And I don't know if my mother never wanted to do this, but my mother-in-law did. She was one of those people that would confront things and take care of things and pick up the phone or go and talk to someone in person. But now she won't.
Mm.
She has recently did this crosswork thing, you know, cross stitch. And it's beautiful.
Crossword?
Crosswork.
Oh, crosswork?
Cross stitch. And it's beautiful. It's a huge piece. It took her a year to do it. Right. I mean, it's a big thing that she has put behind her sofa. And it's in sections.
Not even going to show it?
I can. I've got
no. Is she not going to show it? She just threw it behind the sofa?
No, it's framed and everything.
Oh, I thought you meant
I mean, she's hung it.
Okay.
She's placed it back there.
She's just like where all the Diet Coke cans end up.
No.
And the dry boogers.
No.
Back there. Just throw it back there to cover that stuff up.
She's had it matted and framed and the custom stuff. I mean, it's beautiful.
What does it say?
Well, it's got different things. It's like a section for each month of the year. Okay, so there's 12 different sections, and it's like farm life, and it's customized. I mean, she's got different things for their farm.
What does she do for June?
I don't know. I don't know what each particular section has.
How in the world did your mother-in-law do something that signified every month and not do something special for June?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's got like something for summer. It's like something
that denotes.
Does she
not know that her daughter-in-law celebrates a birthday month?
Well.
I mean, she doesn't, there's not just for June you?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
No, not just me.
Sounds like there's a problem in the relationship.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What? Okay.
So anyway, it's beautiful. I mean, it's long. So she went and had it custom matted, framed, the glass and everything, the custom frame made. And she paid over $300 and some to have this thing matted and framed. So she pulled it out over the weekend and said, I finally got this done. And we're all ooh and ah. And as I'm looking at it, I noticed that there's a thread or a piece of metal or something under the glass on one of the things. Because at first,
piece of metal on one of the things.
On one of the squares in the finished piece under the glass. And I thought it was on the glass at first. I thought it was just like a thread or something on it. So I go over there and take my finger and try to wipe it off. But then I realize, oh, it's under the glass. Now, this thing is sealed. Okay.
So it's like when they sew somebody up with forceps or a scalpel still in them after an operation.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that? What was the metal thing in there? It was a metal thing, you said?
Well, it couldn't exactly tell because it's just something.
But it's a flaw.
It's a flaw.
It's a flaw.
It wasn't on the piece itself, but it was something that was sealed in there with it in the finishing thing.
Then you make a phone call, you say, hey.
And I told her, I said,
need you to come out to the house because I'm not transporting it again.
Well, she was going to have to take it there because it's going to have to be taken apart.
Right. They can come out to the house. They can take it apart, they can fix it, and then put it back together because I'm not transporting this thing. That's the phone call I'm making.
And she goes, well, it's not that big a deal. And I go, Jane, you have paid $300+. I mean,
how many hours well did she spend on the thing?
Oh, a year. And I mean, hours and hours each day. You know, whenever she had time, like when she was, you know, at the hospital with my father-in-law, when she was at doctor's appointments, when she was at home. I mean, hours on
this. How big
thing.
A piece is this?
It's probably, what is it, 4 or 5 feet long and, you know,
so
3 feet.
So she's showing up at doctor's office with a throw rug?
Well, yeah, because it was, I mean, you know, when it was just the cloth, it's a thin fabric, you know.
She must carry a tote bag.
She does. It's much like yours, as a matter of fact.
Is it black and orange?
No,
just like
it's
mine?
Not, but it's about the size of yours. But she had the threads and stuff in it, and she goes, well, it's not that big a deal. And I said, yes, it is. You've spent hours on this. You've spent good money to have this thing done. And she goes, well, I'll just hang it up there and I'll deal with it later. Well, I know if it goes up on that wall, it's not coming back down for her to take it or for, you know, her to call. And I said, well, you need to call and have this done. And her sons, both of them are there, my husband and his brother, and they're all like, and she's like, you know, it's just not that big a deal. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Okay. You're the woman who doesn't answer the door when somebody comes to the door.
Yeah.
So you're giving lessons on how to confront.
Yeah. But on something like this,
but
I
you
would
won't
call.
Confront somebody at the front door.
I do. I just don't confront everybody at the front door.
If you don't answer the door once because you're afraid of whatever's happening.
I'm not afraid. I told you I'm not afraid.
Okay. Then to me that's like 100%. Like, yeah, you may answer the door sometime. But
how
what,
is once 100%?
Well, then what are you doing? Are you profiling through the window? What makes you decide not to answer?
No, it doesn't. No, I told you. Last week when we discussed this, I told you it's
discussed
more.
Discussed a lot last week, didn't
it's
we?
More of a vanity thing with me. Right or wrong, it's more of a vanity thing with me. When I'm at home, I'm not leaving the house clothes a lot of times. No makeup. My hair's not been done. You know, even when my hair's done, it looks undone.
That would only be
times.
On Saturday or Sundays. And you go to church on Sunday morning. So when are you undone? Like, do you go home? Okay, let's say you go home today. And whatever time you get home, you put on your comfortable, I'm not leaving the house clothes. Do you just take off all your makeup too?
A lot of times I do. Yeah.
Why? Why would you not take it off? Just take it off at the end of the day, like when you get ready for bed. That's part of your.
Well, sometimes I do, but a lot of times
so you're
I
telling
take
you
it
that
off.
If somebody just popped in at 3 p.m., 2 p.m., 1 p.m., whatever. They're gonna find you unmade up.
A lot of times, yeah.
You go home and take off your makeup.
Yeah.
What if you have to go somewhere like in a quick situation?
Well, if I have to go somewhere, in a quick situation, I'd have to either redo myself. Or go
like,
unmade.
Is it itch or something? Is it something you want to, like, does it feel like a wool sweater that you need to take off?
No, except for my mascara. I don't even feel my makeup.
So why wouldn't you just keep it on until bed?
I just don't.
Not that I'm trying to find flaws in the theory of not answering the door because of your vanity. I just kind of find it odd. And a lot of times you
it
said,
may be.
I mean, in this era of makeup-free selfies and the fact that you don't have to be made up all the time, That seems like a very odd reason to not answer the door that your face isn't on.
Well,
I mean, you've talked all about being makeup free,
mm-hmm.
and showing the people that you probably care less about or couldn't care less about are the people that show up at the door. Why do you have to impress them?
It's not about impressing them. It's about feeling good myself, I guess.
But you come to work looking like that. You go other places without your makeup.
But I prepare myself shortly after. Right. And mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find the flaw in the theory, I guess. But
yeah, I don't know. All right.
So your mother-in-law is going to leave it as it is, let it lie
until the first of the year, she says. But I know hung now.
Oh. Until the first of the year. What's the... Hold on. She's going to just get through the holidays?
That's what she said.
One of the favorite phrases I have.
But I know.
We'll do it. Let's get through the holidays.
Yeah.
And then we'll take... Which is just, you know, a great way to put something off.
Yeah.
Procrastinators.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And you said her son's a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm. So I know that now that it's hung, because we hung it over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and there it is, and it looks great, and unless you're right up on it, you know, you don't see it. So I know she's not going to call. And so I offered to call for her, and she said, well, if you want to at the first of the year, I'll let you do that.
At the first of the year.
She thinks I'll forget about it.
She's worked on this,
mm-hmm.
and she liked to display it for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who doesn't even notice when I shave my beard for 3 days, 4 days, until someone says, how did you find a small flaw in a cross stitch that's 4x5 and hanging on a wall?
My eye went straight to it.
That tells me something about me, doesn't it? She never really sees me. She sees me as some sort of apparition.
No.
Some sort of nightmare.
I do see you.
No, you see me through squinted eyes.
No.
I think that those glasses you put on, I think you put them on now not to improve your vision, but to block more of your vision.
No.
I think you do. I think you put up a blind. Those are blinders.
Now, I comment on clothes you wear all the time. You had a shirt on the other day. It's been a few days. That, you know, some of your flannels that I like especially well. And I'll say, ooh, I like that one.
I look at you in the face, and you're supposed to be looking at me in the face every day for 4 hours, and you can't tell when I shave or when I've done something. Or I had a wound on my head. I wore clothes 4 straight days in a row, exactly the same clothes. Before I was wearing the uniform, before I was wearing the black shirt and whatever pantalones I had on that day.
Pantalones.
It was before that was the uniform, which is less of a uniform now. Because I have other outer shirts that I wear, but
is that because it's winter?
Yes, because I have more outer shirts that are just not straight black t-shirts, mm-hmm. like I wear every day. But you won't notice anything. How in the world did you notice the flaw? And couldn't you have just let it go? Because you often say to me, do you have to see everything? Why do you have to see everything? Can't you just let it go?
But this was something
there,
that was
Adine
really...
Adele Dazeem, can't you just let it go?
But on this, she had spent hours on this.
So
the
last thing she wants is some flaw to be pointed out. What if she had misspelled a word, or she had cross-stitched something and you noticed a missed stitch? Would you have said something then?
No. No. Mm. Not on that. Mm. No.
Can't you ever just let the small things go, I get told? Why don't you just let the small things go? Because the small things all add up to a big thing. And that's how, when you stop paying attention to details, that like the small things, like, oh, I don't know, an oil change, like I used to forego all the time. You know, who needs an oil change?
You did?
Yeah. What?
You forego
or went.
Oil change?
Back in the day?
Or went?
Yes, back in the, yes, when I told you that I would trade a vehicle if it needed new tires.
Sometimes, thought you were sort of kidding about that, though.
If I'd go 10,000 miles without an oil change...
Mm-hmm.
And if the car hadn't seized yet, I would definitely. I'd trade the car in.
Oh, I thought you were kind of kidding about that, though. I really did.
Oh, no. If I can buy a car, if I can get a car, and it not cost me any money out of pocket, yet I didn't have the $50 or $30 or $20 to do an oil change or the $200 at that time to buy all the tires, I'd trade it in. Over allow, they'd give me too much for the money, too much for the car, more than I needed. To put as a quote down payment on the new vehicle,
mm-hmm.
payments would be in the new vehicle higher than I could afford. It didn't matter. I'd worry about that in 30 days or 45 days, because you know, hey, we can extend your payment for 45 days. Sold.
Yeah.
So
didn't have to worry about it right then.
The small details add up to the big details, and I've learned that if you let the small details go, then you find yourself upside down in more ways than one. So I prefer to point out the small things. I'm just surprised you did it because that's not really within your character nor your personality. You don't, you like, you'll let the small things go.
Well, I think in this case.
Is it just because you like to antagonize your mother-in-law?
No, not at all.
A little bit?
I think because
did
she
you
had,
like to stick it to your mom?
No, not at all. I love my mother-in-law.
Yeah, but you have talked about before that you have a good relationship, but you know, it's always been. You've always brought up the funnier parts of the relationship.
Yeah, we have a funny relationship. Yeah, we kind of like to pick at each other. But when it comes down to it, I mean, we're there for each other. And I think in this case, it was because she had spent so many hours together. And she's having a rough time right now. And I didn't want her to spend that much money on getting it, you know, perfect and it not be perfect. And she's just, I think she's just at a point right now where she just doesn't want an aggravation.
Well, isn't she going to be able to live off of that... biofuel residual from offering up the old tanks on her farm for your husband and his buddy to make the biofuel?
No.
Huh?
No, that's not.
She wasn't
going
to get like
they're
a 10%.
Well, they were going to rent part of the farm,
okay.
You know, to do
exactly.
that. But since
write
they're not
off.
Doing the biofuel.
I mean, you know, it's not like she's hurting for money. She's going to be fine if, you know, she's not getting ripped off.
No.
I mean, they did a nice job. I'm sure they just did a flaw. So I think you as a gift to her is you take it. And you just do, and you do it on your own, and then you have it fixed.
Well,
maybe try to do it while she's not at home. That way, she won't even notice it.
Yeah, she's going to notice that it's off the wall if we do that. So I probably will do that after the holidays.
Does she notice that you're off the wall? Has she noticed that recently?
She does know that. But something else I've noticed, and she and my mother both are doing, and then I learned yesterday in a conversation that something else the older people do, not so much the younger, is they don't want to bother anybody. Have you noticed this?
What, with all the old people I'm around, you mean?
Well.
I'm not around any old people.
Well.
I'm never... I saw my mother, my father, and my stepmother recently. And other than that, other than maybe passing an elderly person in the store, I've not spent any time with the elderly. I don't spend any time with the elderly. I have nobody elderly in my life to spend time with. So I haven't noticed anything concerning the elderly.
Well,
they don't want to bother anybody.
They don't want to bother anybody. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be a burden.
They don't want to be a burden.
What about the diapers? Is that a burden?
I don't know. I don't have anybody in my life that has diapers.
Okay, so you're not changing any diapers yet.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because at some point, every child of a elderly person changes a diaper, right?
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Because I've often said that the day I need my diaper changed is the day that I will just get in my car and I will Thelma and Louise myself right off the edge of a cliff. I just probably while sitting in it. Okay, I'll be stewing in my own mess. Dry. They'll never want to come close to that car to get my body out of there because I sat in it.
Oh.
Okay, I can't
it's hard imagine, to
imagine
that,
that
isn't
I would
it?
Put any of my daughters in that situation as that burden. Like, Poppy's got a pant load. Maybe that'll be my new nickname, Poppy Pant Load. And so,
Poppy Poopy Pants.
Poppy Poopy Pants.
It's hard to imagine
that's
that,
like,
though, isn't it?
That's your like your ex-boyfriend, Peter Pants.
Peter Pants.
Get it?
Yeah. I get it.
You didn't get it the first time I threw it at you. So why don't they, who's not, now this is your mother trying not to be the burden?
My mother, my mother-in-law, my father, all of them. It's just like.
The father-in-law.
Yeah. It's like they in their effort to not be a burden or not to be trouble.
Oh, hang on. She's about to call her mother-in-law a burden.
No.
In their effort to not be a burden.
Yeah, they sometimes cause more trouble than they want to cause.
See, there you go. A burden. But I mean, you described a burden.
But I realize that this is apparently a very common thing because yesterday there was a conversation at church and one
while
of
the pastor was talking?
No. It was in Sunday school. We were having a Christmas brunch and one of the women said, "It's driving me crazy, my mom not wanting to be a problem." And what it is they wait and wait and wait because they need something or they need help with something. And then all of a sudden they have to have this help, but it's too late. And it's like, or it's last minute. And then you have to rearrange everything to get it done. And it's like they think it's just going to get done. And so but they don't want to bother anybody.
Huh.
Or
I haven't run into this yet. My father lives 8 hours away, so I'm not in that daily... You know, what do you need, Dad? What can I do for you today?
Yeah.
And find out 6 months later he could have used this. But, you know, I don't have that. And he's nimble and his brain works perfectly. And he's 82. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll happen later in life. But, you know, he's got a young wife. So, you know, not that, I mean, younger than him, but not by much. I mean,
yeah.
But she's just nimble as, I mean, she's, you know, she's you know, Jennifer Jazzercise. I mean,
she's
nimble as can be. So I have no fear of his well-being because she's around.
That's good.
But you know, anybody can break down anytime.
You never know.
I don't have that in my life, and I feel, you know, here we are in our 50s, and we have elderly parents.
Makes you start thinking. You know, what is our, you know, I don't know.
It's how's the health of DJ Dennis? You know, the inspiration for DJ White Noise.
Oh, he's always been into fitness, so he's fine.
He's a fit guy.
Yeah, so at an early age, he was like looking up to Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
So he's always
So you're not concerned about his mobility at this point in time?
No.
No, DJ Dennis not needing his diaper changed?
No, not that I'm aware of. You, he point, could be sneaking in. I don't know.
It's because he doesn't want to be a problem.
You can just call him DJ Diaper Dennis. You know, out there working that thing with a pant load. You know, but I don't want to be that burden. And I've told my kids, I said, if you wonder where Dad is one day, if you're wondering where he is, it's because he's filled his pants. And he couldn't change them. He couldn't figure a way out of his own pants to go to the bathroom, or he couldn't get up off the toilet. If I can't get up off the toilet, I'm gonna Katie bar the door.
You mean like you just can't physically?
Like some people physically can't
get
up.
Help me! Like that?
Oh. Yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up. If I've fallen and I can't get up, that's it. Let the cats eat me. Okay. And I don't even have cats. You know?
Just let the cats in.
Just open the doors.
Let the cats in.
I'm going to crawl to the doors and open them up and then just douse myself with cat food.
Oh, my goodness.
And then hopefully I'll have cat food at the ready just in case. Because I can't, you know, because I'm, you know, we're nimble and sharp. And how do you get to that point? Like, at what point do you ever realize, wow? Is that one of the hardest things about being elderly? Is that, wow, I really can't get around anymore?
I don't think you notice. I mean, I don't think you realize, or maybe you realize.
You don't notice?
You're
sitting in your own shit?
Well, maybe you do, but I don't think you realize that you're not as mobile as you, I don't know, maybe you realize, but you just refuse to admit it. Because
those people, yeah. But I think your mother realizes it because she says she doesn't want to be a burden.
Well,
so she realizes that she's, you know, as she gets older, she needs more help. But the thing, here's the funny thing about that. I've known you since she was in her 60s. Her 60s? Right? I mean, if she's 82 now, so maybe even late 50s. Like even
late 50s, yeah.
Wow, I've known your mother since she was like 58, 59 years old. Okay. You have always been on her like a cheap suit. You have never let this woman breathe. If she doesn't answer the phone, you drive into the house. If she's in the bathroom and it's taken too long, you're hightailing it to Fountain City. It's just like, or wherever, she says Halls or
Halls.
Is it Halls?
She's in Halls.
Did you move?
No. But she's lived in Halls since I was 4 years
You've
old.
You've lived in Fountain City.
Yeah, I lived in Fountain City when you moved here.
That's right, because then I lived in Fountain City when I lived
the
attic for three. Oh, my God, it was like a dungeon. Oh, my God, it was shackles, chains. But one porno mag. Thank you very much for that, by the way. Kept me warm on those winter nights.
We do what we can for our guests.
Yes, you know? It was a 1976 edition, but the nakedness was still the same.
Yeah.
So I think that it's got to be the hardest thing to go from being, you know, young and even not so young, but still vibrant and mobile, and just when you become immobile.
But see,
and I'm not talking about through an accident where you've lost your ability. I'm talking about the slow deterioration to immobility. I can't fathom what that must be like. And so someone who's less mobile now, even though, like I said, you've been on her like stink on shit for 35 years and not let her do any damn thing on her own. So it's really not much of a change for you.
But it is.
How does it feel for her to now be at the point where her mobility is an issue? Like she can't drive.
No, she can't drive. And that has been the hardest thing. But she knows she can't, because she can't see. I mean, she does not see well at all. She can still see certain things. But the other day, my brother and I have tried to keep her from doing things that she shouldn't be doing. But the other day, I kid you not, last week, she is out there cutting limbs off a tree with a chainsaw.
Oh.
Yes. Woman who cannot see.
Are you telling me that you haven't hid the chainsaw yet? You haven't taken away the chainsaw?
Oh, she got the neighbors. We took hers. Okay. My brother has hers.
So then.
Like,
but
Mom.
No, listen to me. No. See, this is where I get into, then I get back into protecting her sovereignty. She's 82?
84.
84, shit.
Yeah.
84. If she wants to die by a chainsaw accident, then she's going to die by a chainsaw accident. And then think about the story.
You're all in on a dead
about
story.
It's always about the story. Yeah. My brother-in-law, before he passed away, and the reason why he died way too soon was a grievous injury with a chainsaw when he shouldn't have been using a chainsaw on a very tall ladder, and he's not trained, and he was hanging on a branch and the whole thing, and it got loose, and it cut his arm almost off, and it affected his health evermore until he died, okay? So if your mother, let your mother use the chainsaw. Let your mother use the chainsaw, because if she may not want to go sitting in a rocking chair. She may not want to go on the floor drooling under the linoleum, okay? Yeah. She might want to go with being beheaded by her own chainsaw. She might want to just cut off her arm or slap into that carotid artery, and boom, there she's down for the count, okay?
But by gosh, she went on her terms.
She went on her terms. Yeah. Everybody wants to go on their terms, okay?
That's true.
I want to die of an aneurysm in the studio? Well, it would go part and parcel to everything else in my life. So yes. I'd rather die here from an aneurysm than drive off a cliff because I shat myself.
Yeah.
I would rather probably die here because Kim killed me than I would rather didn't. Although, he drove off a cliff. It's got to be a really high cliff.
And that is a story.
That's a story. What's a better story? Okay. I'll put it to you.
Okay.
Old Toots Magoots over there.
Toots Magoots.
Mm-hmm. Is it better to have been killed by an aneurysm because Kim said one more thing that drove me over the edge, or I literally drove over the edge like Thelma and Louise? Which is the greater death and the better story?
Thelma and Louise.
Which
you don't want to give someone the credit to putting you in the position
right.
of being
dead.
That's
a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
Like my body couldn't take Kim.
Right.
My brain
you want to choose when you want to go.
That's right.
But if I kill him, he has the satisfaction of me having to live with that for the rest of my life.
Which you would, think you could, you think you dance in goofy TikTok videos now?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I would have the guilt
God.
Of that and the,
oh my God.
The weight of that.
You know those goofy Thanksgiving dances she was doing while preparing the turkey, looked like a female Frank Murphy? Oh my God, I did it. I think you probably
no. I would have the weight that song, of that. I would have.
You'd play that song from Disney, from The Wizard of Oz. Ding dong, the dick is gone.
No,
ding dong, the dick is gone. Oh,
not
please.
At all.
Oh please. So
you feel that way about me, but I don't feel that way about you. So I would have the weight of oh my.
There's
God,
nothing I can do
him.
To kill you. I've tried. I've been trying for 23 years. It hasn't worked. But every time I go to the doctor, he says, "Wow, I'm feeling a lot of pressure in the carotid artery. What's going on there?" I said, "Have you listened to the morning show?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh. Yeah, you're right. Jesus, I'm surprised you're still here." That's what the doctor told me. So
I'm making you stronger.
Yeah, that's right. My blood pumps harder than any other. That's called high blood pressure, by the way. I didn't have high blood pressure before I got here. Funny how I now have high blood pressure. It's medicated, you know, with that Rizm Kazim Razib. Is that right?
Yeah.
Rizm Kazim.
Yeah, goodbye. Fizza. Goodbye. I don't even think that does. That's not even blood. Never mind. All right, goodbye.